Daf Samach Tes Omid Aleph. Ema Einu Oyser Lurei Miracle and Jamiracle. Hatanya Ben Nechusa. This is a proof. Ad Shalom Nasan Ayisro Shalom Yerukah. This is referring to a Jew who has not made an Erev. Yochol Lovatal Afagav De Mumer Hu. Even though he is a Mumer, Lechal Shabbos to violate Shabbos, meaning he's constantly Lechal Shabbos. Yochol Lovatal is still able to do the Bittul Rishos. The Mesa In Yochol Lovatal. Because every Behuda holds Lechal Shabbos In Yochol Lovatal. But Loskiri said the person who while it's the Shabbos is not allowed to do bittul rishus, rather he has to rent it to you like a goy. Oyster the hoder shakli the rishus, because he's come back and taken his possession of the chatzar. Ubishogeg nami kansu shakli the mason. Even if he did the bishogeg, still we're going to make a fine of him doing a shogeg. Perhaps he's going to come do it intentionally. But medem rabu rabbi meir kamar lo. Rabbi Meir is saying if the ilu rabbi Huda, if we were talking about rabbi Huda, the lishin the masnisim come. So the language of the Mishnah Kamar, we were talking about the Lo Mahanya Chazaka doesn't help a Chazaka. And according to the Mishnah, we said he doesn't hold a Chazaka. Listen to the Braisa, and according to the language of the Braisa, the Kamar Bihu, the reader says, Adshalot to Chashuk until it gets dark. Time lav, Mishom, the Lo Mahanya Chazaka. The reason that it doesn't work is not because you can't take possession of it. El Mishnah the Kasavar is because he holds Harikoko of Yikachanim, it's because he holds the Jew has the status of a Goy, the Gabi Yisrael Bittel. And by a Jew who is doing bittul rishos, we can say that even according to Rabbi Huda, it would help if you would take possession of it. We're talking about divrei hakol here, and when it says about Ramurim, that was according to everyone. Well, not necessarily Rabbi Huda actually yoytzi until you take it out. Amo that shows mahani bittul, the bittul helps, bittul rishos helps. Kol kamad the lohoder, based on this, he hasn't retracted. The chazakahu the pligin when you've taken possession of this with our focus is to accept the mahani because he holds it does not help. Vibo yisaimu masnis na mishnah the mashpat tzedoki vatal that tzedoki is allowed to do bittul rishos, but mumul chawa. But sin, and that's talking about where he violates Shabbos, but only does it privately. Gilu ponim chotzef, he said chotzef. Mumer having bitmi, it's a question. The chimishim gilu ponim because of chutzpah, chashal mumer, he's considered mumer. Mumer with gilu ponim, but for hesi, that he does it openly. Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, mumer lechal Shabbos for hesi mevatel. The person who is going to be lechal Shabbos publicly, he constantly is publicly lechal Shabbos, he still could do bitul rishos. The chumras of the medusha, tabas, it's a shechosmeha. The main achir, it is a ring that its signet is from a different material than the ring. If it's made of coral and it's and the signet is made of metal, also let's just put it on it with it on Shabbos. Chumrasa is a chosim. So chumrasa means a signet. Medusha lo sparsh, and we don't have an explanation for what medusha is. And Rashi continues with acting in Masech Shabbos. I checked Masech Shabbos on the Shoshana in Shabbos. Elin Yitumah that the such a case is not mentioned with regard to Hilchos Shabbos, or just for regard to whether or not you come to me. Vayomer Ani, so Rashi says his own Shabbos, what he thinks it is, Chumras of the Medusha is the Kesher Shaboisim Echem Emine B'Samim. It is a container of a spice, one of the spices. You can't go out with the chumras of pilon, which is a spice. The masa is considered a burden, and is not considered jewelry. The person violates Shabbos, but only privately. They would consider him a mumur for everything. Is in the Perek of Ad Kama. Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. Ad Havi Mumer Levodas Galilim. That who Vadi Chashav Lachom Vilu. That such a person who does Avodah Zarah, idolatry, for sure he is suspect in everything. Why Damar Marek Hamur Avodas Galilim? Avodah Zarah is idolatry is so strict. Shekol Amaydeba. If you admit and agree to that there is such a thing as idolatry, the Kol Pivul Torah Kula is if you are denying the whole Torah. The Chassid, as it says in the Torah, the Chizishko v'lo sasso es kol mitzvah sa'ilu. So all the mitzvahs of Bel, v'lo zgulim v'shtaykha, and v'lo zgulim v'shtaykha, and v'lo zgulim v'shtaykha, as we see in Masechus Harius. Amar Rav Nachman, as El Yisrael Mumer, what's how the person called the Yisrael Mumer? The Kamer Avuna, the El Avuna was referring to earlier, the Inyan Bittu Rishos Kamer, that was referring to whether or not he can do Bittu Rishos or not. V'shut Kafar Hesed publicly, v'afal gavdam chalab etzina, even though he's violating it, privately, Ketad Ayisrael, this is going on a Jew. Rishusi kenui lecha, or Rishusi mevutalas lecha, or my Rishus is bottled to you. Leschus bekinyan sudur, you're going to make a kinyan sudur. You chalipin. Rav Ashi Amar li oilo mumur deka Amar Rav Huna li Really, when Rav Huna said mumur, he was referring; he was considering him a mumur for everything. Really, he liked the rabbanon. According to the Tana, that violating Shabbos is the same as idolatry. Adam ki Yaakov michem prat mumur. The aim of kavlan carbon, we don't accept his carbon. The michem asham mikseschem, because the michem implies only some of you. And we're going to exclude such a person. Michem, the chesiv haimi utetav yisol, since that exclusionary word is written with regard to a Jew. V'lo chesiv ki Yaakov min ha'odom karpon. And then say because of a human. Shmami no, that teaches us, b'yisol chum de mechalik, that we only differentiate when it's a Jew. U'miyet mumer, and we're coming to exclude somebody who's a mumer. V'lo v'umul shmekav karpon mekulam, we accept karponos from all of them. K'netainias, it says, ish, man, matam alomer, ish. The double language man. The Rambam says enough to include non-Jews. This teaches us that you can, that non-Jews can also offer up karbanos in the temple, in the Beis Hamikdash of the Nedarim and the Davos. It's wicked people. They make themselves out to be like an animal. It's a bird that doesn't recognize it. Its master. You can accept from them a carbon. Gifts from Jewish sinners. That pasuk is talking about gift carbonos. A person takes an oath to bring a carbon. When he decides to bring. Because if we push them away proactively, then they're not going to retract. You accept carbonos from Jewish sinners, and mumrim, the davar echel, when they are a mumr only to one of their. Shabbos, the kumum look the Torah dummy, because they are light, they are mumrits of the whole Torah, the imit lehei mechem velokuchem, that we have an exclusionary word in the pasuk of mechem, which implies not all Jews. Masisim the new Mishnah. Beso also lachas lehoitzim, and beso lachotzer from his house to the courtyard, bein hu, bein shark, bein lachotzer. It's everyone's also, but both him and the rest of the people in the courtyard. Well, Gomorrah Mepharish, the Gomorrah is going to explain, kishabitel ham rishu shahayil bachotzer. That's when he did bittul rishus on his rights to the courtyard, but not on his house. Hilchach, therefore, havale rishus beisel rishus. Didei, therefore, his house is his own domain. Vilchotzes rishus didei, and the courtyard is their domain. Vishilahem, batim shilahem, their houses, the rest of the courtyard's houses, are mutar and lahoitzimahen. Vilchotzes, they can take out from the house to the courtyard, bein hu main hain, whether it's this guy who did the bittul rishus or the rest of the courtyard, the batim shilahem. The houses are there. It's the chatzir and the courtyard is rishos achasin. It's all one domain. Nas lo hein rishos chatzir, and they gave to him the rishos of the courtyard. Who mutter lahoitzu mebeisel chatzir? He can take out from his house to the courtyard. Behein asur nafilu mebeisel chatzir, even from his house, even to the courtyard. They would be aser rafagat rishos achasin. Even though it's all one rishos. So the Gemara first time the Gemara is going to explain the reason. How you shnayim shachol below irbu. There were two people who forgot did not make an error. B'sharvei the chatzir batel lahen rishusam, and the rest of the people in the courtyard did bittel rishus to them. Shneim oisin za'alzeh. Both of the two people are going to make it forbidden one and the other to take out. Mawai b'nei shehu shel shneim. It's in the end of the day, it belongs to two of them, the courtyard. Ba'batim yuchadim kol bayis lebaylam, and the houses are specific for each house for the owner. The aim might be rishus and yuchadus lo rishus shaloi v'shel chaver, and you're not allowed to take out from a domain which is specific for you and into a courtyard which is now for you and your friend, two people, and there's two people over here. Harizu oisir the mahadar mishnah rishusayhu, because he went back and took repossession of his rights to the yard, the courtyard. The chazer boi mibitulu, therefore he's retracted his bittul. Gemara. The start of the Gemara. The permission they had to use the courtyard is permitted to the rest of the people in the chatzir, and they are allowed to take out from their houses to the courtyard. As the Mishnah said explicitly, he did bittul rishus to the rest of the people in the courtyard. He gave them his house from the stalik and has removed himself from it. Rishus lechatzero man shayin. If he didn't do any bittul, then his rights to the courtyard, who made it permitted to the rest of the courtyard, the rest of the people in the courtyard. The kasarei rabbanan tana the masis in the stomach. The tana mishnah, which is the stam mishnah, pliga the Rabbi Elazar's argument. Rabbi Elazar the Amar the parak, at least the pasuk in the second parak, Beso also haknas lohitzi loy avalahem mutter, that his house is also taken in and out of it to him, the one who did the betel rishos, but to the rest of the courtyard they're allowed to. The mavata rishos chatzero rishos beso betel, the one who does betel of his rights to the courtyard has also done bittul to the rights of his house. The Havi Aruch L'Gabayo came in the Mebeis of Lomatik, since he's not taking out of his house. Afal Gad Mishtamish V'chatzer, even though he's using the courtyard, Lomahadir U'mishko B'shusehu, that's not considered retaking possession of your courtyard. Elo Kishar Aruchan is like any other guest. V'heim Asurim Mefila Mebeis of L'chatzer, even from his house meaning the one who did bittul rishus to the courtyard, that came in the Mishtamish V'chatzer, since they're using the courtyard. Afal Gad Lavin Bais Didei Lomatik, even though they're not taking out from the house of the person who did bittul rishus, Havali Mishko Rishus. So it's as if you're taking back permission, the Chamisha Lagabichan, Lo Domi L'Orchim, because not the person who did the Bittul Rishos, the person they did Bittul Rishos to. That's what we're referring to over here. And Havala Mishka Rishusa is taking back the rights to the yard. The Chamisha Lagabichan, Lo Domi L'Orchim, because five people to one is not something which would be a, like, yes. Chamisha Lavdafka, that's a specific number. It could be 10 people, it could be 4 people. Shmami, no. Mevaklin, the Mashma Nusan Lo Rishos. Aresha claim it implies that when it says they gave him Rishos, it's going on the first part. The Ketani Vishalahen Mutter Lo Ulahen, that said that their houses are permissible to him and to them. The Batalahem Rishusai, because he did Bittul Rishos to them. Chazru Hain Vinasal Lo Rishusam, they go back and give him their rights to the yard, who mutter, then he's going to be permitted. How you shnayim sheshachol, but it forgot the little Yeruvah did not make an Eruvah, and Hashar with the rest of the people, but lahem chavrehem rishusam, and the rest of the people in the courtyard did bittul rishus, their rights to these two people, then oisin shneim zalzeh, these two people, since they're two, they make it forbidden from one on the other. Shitadi, havi tarayu, luchudayu meikara, havi asaradayu, because even if it's only these two people alone on their originally, they would still, one would forbid on the other to take out the houses. That one of those two, he does bittul on his right and the original rights as an original person. Also, all the rights that he got from everyone else, he did bittul to this last person. It should be like five people who are living in the courtyard and didn't do an eruv, the mafat rishus lachaminayah, that they can do bittul rishus to one person. It's not comparable to iluhasim, because over there, kol chad v'chad mafatalei rishus, that each person is going to do bittul rishus. Avalhoch over here, kevin the sharpen echotze lav lahay the payish luchudei bali, they didn't only do bittul to this one guy who didn't do an eruv. Elo tervayu, they ran into bittul rishus to two people. Ki hader chad mafatal leiduch rishus today. When one of those two goes now and does bittul rishus to the last guy, that which was his originally, he was allowed to do bittul rishus, but the rishus of the akni lecharmi, but the rishus that he got, the permission that he got from everyone else, lo matzil lebetuli, he's not allowed to do bittul. The kevin to the idin the batei lehu, since the reasoning is that since at the time that they did bittul to him, the bittul who hanach kamei, the original people did bittul to him, rishusayu, hanach kamei rishusayu, when the original people did bittul rishus on their rights to the yard, I feel hachi, even so, lo havi lahai, mevatel shir yusa bahai chotzer, because they didn't have the person who got the bittul, who received this bittul rishus, did not have permission to use the courtyard. Why mishum da asir hadoti? Because the two remaining people, which one was forbidding on the other, eshtachad comes out to the bittul to kamei lohani, that the original bittul that was done by the rest of the people in the courtyard didn't help. The chihadu mafatel hai. Now, when one of the last two people who got received the bittul is going to do a bittul rishus, lo matzil knuri rishus adideu, he can't go and do bittul rishus and relinquish the rights, his rights, the halol kaniyah, because he didn't really acquire anything. It's a nice thing. Tanina, but shalahem mutter lahen, that their houses are mutter both to him, the one who did bittul rishus, and to them. The ilav the bottle lay amay mishtaro, and it wasn't the fact that they were mivatel to him. Why are they permitted? Neitel tanina noisin lay, they gave it to him. Al muyof and neitel rishus. He sees from this that one person is allowed to take rishus from other people.